أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling of the Quran and continuing with the ayat that begin with يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Today we will look at Surah Ali Imran, which is Surah number 3, and it's Ayah 102. Inshallah, you will be highlighting these ayat. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, اِتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, be God-conscious, حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ, with the God-consciousness that is due to him, that is his right. And oh my goodness, that is just an ayah which you think, how can I do that? How can I be God conscious to the extent to which is the right of Allah? Well, let's talk about that in a minute. And then he ends the ayah by saying, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, and don't die except if you are in submission or unless you are Muslims. My goodness. So, first of all, there is an absolute impossibility to have taqwa to which he deserves to protect oneself from displeasing Allah to the extent of what he deserves. That's absolutely impossible. Let's first look at that. So how is that possible? So we're looking at two questions. How much taqwa, and then what is taqwa? So if we look at another part of the Quran, Surah At-Taghabun, Surah number 64, Ayah 16, he says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ, have taqwa as much as you can. So at the end of the day, you can say, I did my best. I continually say this. If somebody were to ask me, what is my mission in life? It's when that angel of death comes to be able to say, I did my best, my absolute best. Thank you for life. And I hope that I left the world a better place than what I found it in. But that I did my best is actually I did my best in being God conscious. So first, let's look at what is taqwa. Again, I go to the same surah. And if you look at Ayah 133, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, run to the forgiveness of your Rabb. وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْعَرْضِ, whose expanse is the heavens and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, we have prepared it for those who have taqwa. Just a little side bit here. When this ayah was revealed, the Prophet was asked, if Jannah is as wide as the heavens and the earth, then where is the fire? And the Prophet said, where is the night when the day comes? Anyway, now let's see what it says about taqwa. It lists who are these people. So if I want to know what taqwa is and I want to try my best at it, then there are these qualities. There's about five qualities. Number one, he says, these people are those, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالذَّرَّاءِ, they spend in the way of Allah in easy times and in hard times. So in other words, they share whatever they have, whenever they have. It's not that I'm going to give some charity when I'm rich. It's not like that. So they share in the way of Allah in good times and in bad times. That's number one. Two, وَالْقَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, they restrain their anger. They suppress their anger. And the way the terminology is, it is at all times. They don't get angry. وَالْعَفِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and they forgive people lovingly. They pardon them with love. That's number three. And then he says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah loves those who do ihsan, who do over and above good to others. So we saw four qualities. Let's look at the fifth one. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاهِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, those who, when they commit an indecency, when they do something that they're really ashamed of, it could be the tiniest of things, they're not proud of it. أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, or they do something to harm their souls, injustice to their souls. In other words, they do something wrong. Immediately, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, they think of Allah, they remember Allah. It's phenomenal. When we do something wrong to someone, normally, we don't want to face them, we don't want to see them. And when we do something wrong that we're ashamed of in front of Allah, the first instinct is probably, why should I go and pray? Why should I go talk to him? I feel so ashamed. I don't deserve this. But here Allah says, those who are muttaqeen, go straight to Allah. Dhakarullah, they lay themselves bare in front of him. And what do they do? فَاسْتَغْفَرُ الذُّنُوبَهُمْ. And they ask forgiveness for their sins. And dhamb is a tail. It's something, in essence, it means something that humiliates you. Something that you're not proud of. They ask for forgiveness for that which they're not proud of. And then he says, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Who forgives sins except Allah? It is so beautiful. So, if we want to follow this ayah, five things. One, spend in his way. Share, do something good with what you have in easy and difficult times. Two, swallow your anger, suppress your anger. Three, forgive human beings in a loving way, out of love. Do over and above, goodness over and above. Excel in goodness. Five, if you do anything wrong that is shameful, that is literally not right, immediately remember Allah and ask for forgiveness, and He will forgive. And these are the signs of a muttaqin. And finally, the ayah says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ. Don't die except when you are in submission. It's a really strong statement, because you and I don't know when we're going to die. So never be in a position where death comes in a place where we will feel that we are displeasing Allah. May Allah make us of the muttaqeen. Allahumma aj'alna min al-muttaqeen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim.